End of the day, the two-way. Tuesday night, Robert Arrier, Tumming.
Good evening. Title of tonight's share is Am I Mechuyev to pay a plumber for fixing something you never asked him to fix? The truth is, it could have been any type of tradesman, any type of workman. The only thing is, these things that for some reason happen to crop up very often with a plumber. These shilas crop up in different shapes and forms, and we'll discuss some of the shilas, some of the principles, and then we'll try and reapply them, which is not always so straightforward. So the first shilas, you fix something else. So you ask him to do something, to fix your boiler, and he says, yeah, while I was fixing the boiler, I noticed that one of the other pipes was faulty, so I fixed it at the same time, and he wants to give you a separate bill for that. So are you mechuyev to pay for that or not? And there's another type of shayla, is you ask him to do the job, you call in a plumber, and you ask him to unblock a drain, and he can't find the blockage b'chal. He wants to charge you, call out fee, spent an hour looking at the whole house up and down, but you didn't find it. I asked you to unblock the drain, the drain's still blocked, and he wants to send you to send you a bill. Ken is a similar shayla, slightly different variation. He identifies the problem. He says, I found the leak, I found the blockage. Now, Voss, I can't fix it. If you want, you can call in a specialist company, I can bring in a machine, etc., etc., something like that. And then, another variant you have is, Moshe, he says, you call him in to fix your boiler, and he finds the problem, identifies the problem. It's not kedai, I'll fix it for you if you want. But it's possible not kedai to fix. So these are different shayas which crop up. As I say, is a plumber is an example. But be'etzem, what are the halachic, what are the sugyas, what are the shayas, what are the principles?
Sorry, what example was a call-out fee? The
same
is
on
the
Jew charge
call-out fee.
If there's a minhag, if there is a minhag Medina, then call-out fee, they don't do anything. They have to find it. Yeah, that's the question. So the general principle is that if you call somebody to pay a job, he does the job, you have to pay him. If he doesn't do the job, normally a person is not mechuyev to pay if he has had no benefit of any kind. If he has benefit of the kind, you're mechuyev to pay. You're mechuyev to pay for the benefit, you're mechuyev to pay for that not you had. Could be, even though you never asked to do it, the maaseh you have not to do it. But there's also rules to that as well. So for example, there was a case where somebody hit someone else's car, not a major thing, he did a dent to the door or something, and it cost him, basically just £400 to repair the dent, the bodywork and everything else. It was £400 to sort it out. And at the same time, the guy's central locking had been working for years. And the mechanic told him to fix the central locking. It's a very complicated business. I take off all the doors, find the thing. It's a £1,000 job. After this dent, the central locking started working. So now, so what did he do? He damaged him £400. But he benefited from £1,000, so now he wants to send him a bill for £600. Yeah? So well, I did it. You benefited from my work. Okay? You never asked to do the job, but Lamaisa, if there's that principle that you benefited from me doing something for you, so pay. So it's wrong. Why? Because it's true you're mechuyev to pay somebody for the work that you for the benefit that you did. They did something for you and you benefited it. But that's only if they did it with intention to give you something and to charge you for it. If it was done without that intention, which is certainly the case, he was driving and he was reckless and he hit someone else's door, so it was never done to intention to charge. It's true, he could use that as a reduction in the calculation of the damages. And now we want to estimate how much was the damage done to your car. No, there was no damage done to your car, because your car, in fact, now is worth more than it was beforehand. So take credit and charge him and say, I gave you something which I am entitled to charge you for. Is there something chargeable here for? No. But if you want to calculate, assess the damage is done, so then, and I'm going to get the credit for. So again, So essentially, there's a principle that you're mechuyev to pay for the work, and if something did work for you and you benefit from the work, you're still mechuyev to pay for it. Now, there is still going to be a fundamental difference, and the principle is that if someone does work for you and you have to pay him, so first of all, the question is how do you calculate how much you have to pay? There's a general question: what happens if someone does a job for you and you haven't fixed the price and he comes and gives you a bill. So if it's a person who has a set rate of Mesh Ross, a lawyer, accountant, they have a set rate per hour, even a plumber, he has a set rate, a fixed rate, he has a clear table of fees. You ask him, how much is that? I'm blocking a drain, blocking drain is £40. Fine. So that's his set rate. When you employ him knowing, but if he's somebody who don't really have a fixed set of rates, he's a plumber and he makes it up, it depends how long, well, how complicated, he assesses each job on an as-is basis. And he didn't give a price before you started the job. So, if there's a minimum deen, if there's an industry standard, a chayesh of service, a boiler, the industry standard is, I don't know what, £57 plus back, so that's what you pay. But if there's no industry standard, so the halacha is, pochas shebe payalim. That means, you're a poil, you asked him to do the job, he's your employee, but you haven't fixed a price. So now, you want to be meitzi mamon from the balabayis, you want to force him to pay, you can't force him to pay more then the minimum amount you got right. What is the lowest rate, the lowest going rate for this type of job, for this type of worker? And yeah, obviously you have to assess it in relation to the context of what type of worker he is, what type of company he is, etc., 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 and the quality of the job. But essentially, he's got a claim as an employee. I did the job for you. Yeah. Now, why am I stressing this? Because there are other cases we're going to see you also pay pochas shebe payalim, but it's not the yachas, it's not the relationship of a poel, employer to an employee. So, so that's the first principle. You're not fixed the price. You ask them to do the job, you're not fixed the price, you pay pochas shebe payalim. What happens if you never ask them to do the job? So then the principle is, yoyred shelay b'shus. The one who says there's a musuk of someone goes to someone else's field, never even unsolicited, he goes into this field and he does work. How much do you pay? So one of the mechadik, it depends. If it's a soda siulita, soda she'ini siulita. Was he going to do this job anyway or not? If he wasn't going to do this job anyway, so then, not positive for him. If he wasn't going to do the job anyway, then it's the benefit that he's received. How do you assess the benefit that he received? Is either the increase in value that he's received now, his property is now worth more, he's done the place of his property's been decorated, he's been built, whatever he's done, he's got received an increase in value, he's an increase in his assets, that's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is there's been expenditure, it's cost, materials, the labour that I put into it. That's another way of looking at it. So it's like, if he's unsolicited, it's yodei ala tachtoina. He gets something, either you say you received, your assets have gone in, your increase, you got something more on your balance sheet, your assets have gone up, or we say you have to pay at least for the cost of the material labour went, whichever one is the lower. You got a claim, I gave you something. So we look at it again. If it's a soda she'ina suyolita, that's a soda she'ina suyolita. If it's a soda suyolita, he's going to do the job anyway, so you say you've done the job anyway, so how much would you have paid? Again, you pay, pochas shebe payalim. It's the same idea, you pay the least. Why? Because you would have done the job, you would have paid for it, this way it's paid. But here, he's pochas shebe payalim, but he's not a poel. The guy is not an employee. Right? You never asked him to do the job. You're going to have to pay him because you're going to do the job anyway, so he saved you that money. Right? What's the difference? What's the difference if I asked him to do the job, I haven't fixed up a price, I pay him pochas shebe payalim? Or, I haven't asked to do the job, I was going to do the job anyway, I pay pochas shebe payalim. The difference is, are you employee? Do you have the rights of employee? Can you be chayzer in the middle? What happens if the balabai stops in the middle? Normally you employ somebody, there's a whole set of halachas. Can you be chayzer? You can't be chayzer. If you were chayzer, if I never asked to do the job, I can tell him to stop halfway. I will have to assess what he's done anything so far, value or not. But essentially, he's not an employee. Do you have to pay him? Is that dinner leisolim? Do you have to pay him that day? If he's an employee, you got the suya of leisolim. If he's not an employee, he's not my worker. So then you won't have those rights. But it's true that the bottom line will be the same. You're paying him pochas shebe payalim, but it's a different type of pochas shebe payalim. Fine. So those are the laws. There's one more principle also, which the Gemara also then, when the Gemara talks about yoyish leibeshus, and that is there's a principle of you can say to him, true, you planted my fields, and it's true, you can charge me for that, what my value is, but I'm not interested. Restore the property to the way it was before you started. Take your trees that you planted, take them out, go, and leave me alone. So that's on the principle, and that's halacha shekhanah. Now, that is true. It's not always practical. The Chachamim talk about it. Nesivos talk about it. You painted somebody's house. You painted the Chachamim actually talking about the case of Shulchan Aruch. He dyed someone's garment, and he painted someone's house. And the fellow says, "I was interested in painting my house. True, it's worth more now. It would have cost me money. Yes, it's much nicer. It's worth more. Fine, but the Meister." It's not here. It practically, he's not the shayach. You can't tell the guy we stole the property the way it was. Okay. Then there's one more principle that even though it's true that you said that normally if a person hasn't received any benefit or not has not received any benefit, you don't mechuyev to pay him. There is one sugya which is not like that, and the question is how that sugya is. Juxtaposed with all the other sugyas. How do you contextualize that? And that's the sugya bar mitzvah. There's somebody's donkey is two people donkeys standing by the river, and their donkeys are drowning. So one person's donkey is more valuable than the other ones. So he says, yours is worth 100, mine is worth 200. Do me a favor, go save mine, and I'll pay you the 100 for yours. So fine. So he does that. He's not going to pay him the 100. That's what he made up. What happens if he's not matzliach? Yorod lahatzil v'lo yehitzil. He attempted to recuperate the guy's loss and was unsuccessful. So then was the state, you don't get the 100, or you pay him as a poil. So there, the question is, what's going on? Why do you have to pay him as a poil? The Meister, he hasn't done the job. That's the shayla. So that kind of are trying to fix that in. And that also can be sometimes relevant. Why? Because one of the truism is, because the Meister, one teretz is, your reason why you're going to pay him is because he sacrificed his chamoy. He would have saved his own chamoy, but he gave up that in order to save yours. That expenditure requires you to pay him, at least compensate him as a biapoil. That's one. But the Maisi, he gave up that opportunity. And so then it becomes a shayla: is my giving up my expenditure of time is that equivalent to expenditure of money? That's a machlokes. Nachum Teretz is he's because he was nichnas the sofik. That's a zach that you know I might not be able to save it. So it's truly made up that if you save it, you get paid 100. But you know that I'm working for you alatzad that I may not also be able to matzliach. So therefore. You're entitled to get a payment as a worker, even though you don't actually do it. So now, if we try and come back to some of the shaylas and try and import some of these principles back, let's see if we can get anywhere. As I say, it's not always so straightforward to apply this case. Sometimes it's tailored on shikul hadas exactly how to compartmentalize which case. So the Meister. So somebody came and he did the job, and he was. And he called this plumber to fix something. He says, while I was fixing this, I saw that you had this and this problem, and I fixed it. So L'chaya, thus is Pashtus, he's called a Yerush Leibishus. And he says, Pashtus, you called him to do this job, and he did a different job. He wasn't asked to do this job. There may be an argument to say, when you call it a plumber, you're essentially asking to look over your system and check out everything. Oh, and he's called Yerushus on any problems. But Pashtus is to say that, unless he's a general contractor, he's a Yerush Leibishus. You asked him to do this job, and he did another job. So now, what are you moving to pay? So it depends. Is it a Soda Siolita, a Soshe Siolita? Is it something which you would have had to fix anyway? Yeah, it's true, he never asked him to, but he pointed it out to you, and now, had he pointed it out to you, you'd have to fix it anyway. You may not have used him, you may have used somebody else. So then, if it's a Soda Siolita, you have to pay him. Unless there's an industry standard, obviously, then you pay him the industry standards for that job. But otherwise, pocket, you can't charge his going rates for it. Right? Because you never came to him to ask him to do it. You can't say, my rates for this is X, Y, and Z. I never asked you to do it, you did it, I have to pay you, but you can only charge me what I would have to pay somebody else who would do it. If this is something that you didn't need to fix necessarily, it's beneficial to fix it, but I didn't need to necessarily fix it. Could maybe it would survive another 10 years. I don't know. It's better, Azoy. So then you're going to have to pay him Pashtus for his costs. Maybe you can tie it to shvach, the benefit of the system, whatever's lower. But you're going to have to pay him something. It won't be the full rate of for such a job. But you're going to have to pay him something because he has either expended money or he has increased the value to your system. So that will be the din. Of a Yerush Leibishus, that's more straightforward. Now, what happens in the cases when he comes along and he says to you, your boiler needs fixing, I can fix it, so it's not worth it fixing. Yeah. So then, how do you look at that? So L'chayr, the answer to that is that he's done his job. His job is here to come and advise you what to do and how to fix the boiler. You came in, please fix my boiler. If he fixes your boiler for you and he charges you more than the cost of a new boiler, or he replaces an old part which costs you virtually the price of a new boiler, and your boiler now is a 20-year-old boiler with a one brand new part in which costs three quarters, basically the new part of boiler, he puts it on another to you. It's not the job that you want him to do. You want him to come here, identify the problem, and give you the proper advice. So Pashtus, he's done his job. So now, what's he going to charge you for? He's going to have to charge you whatever his going rate, per hour, whatever his rate is, for this type of thing. He's entitled to charge you his rates. If he has no rates, then might be possible to ship per annum, but Lamaisa, Lechayr, he's done his job. What happens now, he's come along, and he can't find the leak. He can't find the leak, he can't find the blockage. So then... L'chayra, the pashas is, he's not done his job. Pashas is, you call him to fix, can you come and unblock my drain, please? He comes there, he spends an hour running around your house, says, I can't find the blockage, I don't know where it is. Yeah. So L'chayra, okay, thank you very much, nice try, come back another day and try again if you want. Yeah. But pashas, he's not done the job. The shayla is here, can you argue that, he expended time, he was nichnas ala sofik or not? So that is, I would say, yesh la'ayin, whether there's such a machmor claim.
He wants to come back.
Yeah.
Can I say to him, I don't trust him anymore. He's messed around for 2 days, I just want to get my other guy to come back.
Yeah.
But he wants to come back because he wants to do the job.
It's difficult to know because it could be you decide that he's unreasonable. But you're not a plumber, you don't know.
I don't think
it's okay. You don't think that. Well, based on what? Based on what you think, but you're not a plumber, you don't know. It could be just very normal. He's done through all the regular processes, due process, he's gone through the checklist. And forget, the reminder though, if you received any benefit, it's very possible you're going to call the next guy, you can tell him, listen here, I've called somebody here, and we've serviced all the things, so we know it's not that, but we've still not identified the problems. We've checked all the main things, so you've saved yourself a lot of money. So then, if you saved yourself, that's already a benefit that you received. So if you receive the benefits, you're going to have to pay him, because he's not going to have received the benefit from the work. Maybe you have to pay him for a rate, because again, it's not the job, you're going to have to pay him the fee to benefit. L'chayr, though, he's a yorid brishus, and you're going to have to pay him the fee what he saved you. What happens if he says, yes, I found the problem, and I can't fix it? I found the problem, and identified the problem, and I need to get either a specialist company in, a specialist machine. So L'chayr, then again, you can split it and say it was two jobs. One job is identifying the problem, and one job is the fixing, which is specialist. And L'chayr, again, he's done his job, but only to the extent of, you're going to have to split it and say, how much is this job? Again, does he have a price? Is there a minimum medina? And if not, those are the basic principles. So we'll discuss various cases, and L'chayr, and the basic principles. What are the basic principles? The basic principles are that someone who's a worker and does the job, you have to pay him. If you're not fixed the price, so then it's the yad, poil ala tahtoina, he can't be moitzi more than the minimum amount of work. If he's not being asked to do the job, yesh lo bishus, so then it depends. If it's soda asu alita, you're going to do the job anyway, then you have to pay. Again, you have to pay pochus rebalim, but it's a different principle. It's because you would have paid this anyway, not because he's your worker. And if it's einas yorita, you have to pay him the fee, the benefit of the receipt. And then we'll discuss what's called receiving a benefit and what's called doing the job. Shkoyach.